This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we meet the hottest Hollywood composer. He did the incredible soundtrack. But first, Egyptians are voting about voting today. It's a referendum on constitutional changes that will supposedly give voters a real choice of candidates and more democracy. But critics say it's just window dressing intended to make President Hosni Mubarak appear more democratic. Opposition parties have called for a boycott of today's vote. Day to Day's Eric Weiner is in Cairo. He joins us on the line. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Madeline.
So are Egyptians excited about this referendum?
Well, I'd say they're more confused than excited. They're not exactly sure what they're voting for. And turnout so far, at least, appears to be low, this despite a televised appeal by Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. He urged Egyptians to vote for Egypt's security, safety, and independence at what he called a critical moment in the nation's history. Now, for the past few decades, Madeline, Egyptians have had two choices at the polls. They could vote yes or they could vote no for the president of the country. The idea with this referendum is to open up that process to more than one candidate. The problem, opposition groups say, is it makes it so difficult for anyone else to get on the ballot that essentially it is not reform at all. It's merely a cosmetic change. So these opposition groups have, in fact, called for a boycott of today's referendum.
And are people doing that? Are they boycotting the referendum?
They appear to be. I did not see any long lines at polling stations. I can't say if they're making a conscious effort to boycott it or they're just feeling apathetic about the process or have a sense of resignation about it. I did go to what they call an awa, or a coffee shop, basically, in Cairo. This is where people come to talk and have coffee and smoke a shisha and discuss politics, of course. And I found this group of college students, none of them planned on voting today. Let's listen to what one of them had to say.
Why would we go? If we say yes, it's the same as we say no. The results will be what they want it to be.
So as you can hear, Madeline, there's a lot of cynicism among these young men, and I find that reflected among a lot of Egyptians. They don't think that these proposed changes will amount to much.
Eric, we recently saw huge demonstrations nearby in Beirut, Lebanon. Have there been similar street protests in Cairo?
There have been some. Today, in fact, there were more demonstrations, and they got a bit violent, not the demonstrations, rather, but the police reaction to them. Police and plainclothes officers beat up some of the demonstrators. There were no more than 150 or 200 people here, and we have not seen anything like the tens of thousands of people we saw in the streets of Beirut not that long ago. And it's hard to explain exactly why. One of the main opposition groups here is called Kifaya, which means enough, as in we've had enough. But the joke among people here is that they should change their name to Not Enough, as in they can't get enough protesters out on the streets. They can't seem to fire up people about the democratic process here. The only group that has any amount of really popular support is the Muslim Brotherhood. It is a party that is banned but tolerated by the authorities, barely tolerated, I should say. In the past few weeks, Egyptian police have rounded up nearly 1,000 members of the Egyptian Brotherhood.
And the U.S. has been pressuring President Mubarak to open up the election process, make his country more democratic. Has that pressure had any effect?
I can't say it really has. You could argue that today's referendum wouldn't be taking place at all if it weren't for pressure from the United States. But it's a double-edged sword. When the U.S. embraces a candidate or even a reform process in general, it becomes the kiss of death for that candidate or for that process. I've talked to a lot of people here who are very suspicious of the U.S. pressure on the government, and the more pressure the U.S. imposes, the more people rally around their leader, Hosni Mubarak. This is the first time I've been back in Cairo in about 5 years, and I do notice that people feel a little more free to speak out. I think this is partly due to satellite television, stations like Al Jazeera, stations the government can't control. But I should say that this evening I was out with my translator interviewing people in the street, and we were detained by Egyptian police simply because we were out on the street interviewing people. And we were held at the police station for a couple of hours, and this police station was doubling as a polling station. So we're sitting there in these chairs being interrogated by the police, and people are walking by us to cast their ballot for this referendum. One person even asked to borrow my pen so he can fill out the form. So I think that gives you some idea of the mixed messages coming from Egypt these days.
Day to Day's Eric Weiner in Cairo. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome, Madeline.